Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The summertime and the living is easy. Get some tickets to visit the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. If you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. If you turn right as you leave the entrance atrium, you'll see the koi pond dead ahead. Around the border of the pond is a stand of hot red-orange cannas. These tall, dramatic plants with the purplish leaves lend a tropical feel to the pond and thrive in the boggy edge around the pond. They spread by rhizome and can help to stop erosion around the edge of the pool. There are more cannas in the garden area between the lower meadow and Tram Road, or if you want to see a miniature version, head into the tropical collection just across Tram Road from the cactus garden. As you turn from the koi pond and head into the fuchsia garden, right ahead is a wonderful species fuchsia called Fuchsia paniculata. This striking pink fuchsia is from Costa Rica. It's what they call a lilac fuchsia because of the way the blooms are upright and in an arrangement somewhat like a lilac sprig. Other must-see fuchsias this week are the Pinto de Bleu, which hangs just above the Fuchsia paniculata and has white sepals with a fabulous large double corollas in lovely deep purple color, and the different shades of pink of the understated Bonnie Doan fuchsia. Just around the corner is Mysterious Lady, with striking red-orange sepals and purple corollas. Look for Southgate, another flower in all pink shades with lovely darker veins. This cultivar was introduced in 1952, and it's still a favorite with fuchsia enthusiasts. Then there's the Tangerine Upright Fuchsia, a plant whose flowers are truly tangerine-colored, and make sure to see the red spider as you head out of the fuchsia garden. Just outside the fuchsia shade house, the large potted plumeria, the quintessential tropical flower, is blooming. This flower is most fragrant at night to attract the sphinx moth to pollinate it, but the lovely scent is really a trick. This flower has no nectar, and the moth pollinates them by searching from flower to flower for nectar that he will never find. If you haven't taken a picnic to the garden and leisurely enjoyed lunch or a snack surrounded by the beauty of the garden, this is the perfect time to do it. The restful picnic area of the beautiful staghorn fern collection is a perfect place to grab a table and enjoy your lunch or snack with the beautiful view of the garden, and especially the Mexican tree marigold. This tree is covered with vibrant yellow daisy-like flowers. It's a perennial and will be a focal point in any garden. The soft stem and leaf cuttings are a great addition to your compost heap. If you look closely in the garden next to the marigold tree, you can see lovely white natal lilies are sending up blooming spikes. If you haven't taken a turn through the Bohannon Rose Garden lately, it is so alive with blooms even as the hotter days of early summer come along. Look for the miniature roses named Gourmet Popcorn. This rose bush responds well to trimming into a hedge and still produces charming clusters of miniature white roses. Also see the Love Song Roses, a wonderful lavender bloom that holds up well in the summer sun. To see more lavender, in fact, lavender plants, just head down the back steps of the Rose Garden to the Garden of the Senses, where you'll walk through the cloud of curry scent from the curry bush. Don't be fooled, this is not a culinary herb, it only smells like curry. Also planted near the curry bush are some echinacea plants and feverfew. Feverfew actually gets its name from being used in folk medicine to reduce fever. When you walk out the back of the Garden of the Senses, you'll find yourselves in the lavender field and immersed in the most relaxing scent in the garden. This is a perfect place for a romantic picture. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.